Good morning. This is the Metro Show. My name is Greg Hewitt. I'm joined this morning by a friend from last year. We spoke to Brad Kovac, editor of Terrain Magazine, about this time last year. Brad, thanks for being a part of the Metro Show.
Oh, no problem, Greg. Thanks for having us back, and great to talk to you again.
Well, you've got a big event coming up. This is the Mississippi Valley Bike and Outdoor Expo on January 12th and 13th. I want to get into all the details about that. I want to find out how people get involved. But first, maybe give us a little background on you and how you became involved in this event.
Of course. Yeah. So, as you mentioned, I'm the editor of Terrain Magazine. We're an outdoor recreation publication that is based here in St. Louis. And we started in 2014, so by the time this show rolls around on January 12th and 13th, we'll be 5 years old. And, you know, the goal of the magazine is really to get people in St. Louis and the surrounding region. We do also cover the Metro East, of course, and St. Charles, and even into Jeff City and all the way to KC. So we're sort of growing our bubble out from St. Louis. But the goal is to engage all the people in our areas, get them outside, let them know about all the opportunities there are to get outside, whether that's telling them about locations they can go to, like a park or a certain trail, or, you know, tell them about resources such as nonprofits that might serve the outdoor sector that they can perhaps support or volunteer with, or, you know, take programs through. So we try to give a broad spectrum of the opportunities so that people can kind of know what's there and then pick and choose what interests them and then hopefully keep coming back to the magazine and finding more and more stuff to do outside so that they can be healthy and, you know, really have fun and have adventures and just have the outdoors here be part of their life.
Brad, how would you describe the cycling community here in St. Louis?
Oh, that's a good question. And, you know, we really do this. This isn't just me talking it up because I happen to be a born and raised St. Louis native. We really do have a fantastic cycling community here. I just happened to be looking yesterday doing some research for a project, and I counted we have 40 plus bicycle shops in St. Louis. For, you know, for a city with the population that we have, that's pretty amazing. I don't have national statistics. I wish I did to line that up against some other cities our size. But I feel pretty confident in saying that per capita, we have a really, big range of cycle retailers. And then, you know, the reason for that, of course, is because our cycling community is so huge that, you know, we need those stores to support that community. And if you look at the number of races, the number of cycling clubs, the number of, trails and routes that we have for cycling, it's really impressive when compared to other cities. And so that's been a big part of Terrain Magazine and obviously a big part of the Bike and Outdoor Expo that we're working on.
And it seems to me, you know, as someone who has been to some of the bicycle and outdoor shops here in the St. Louis area, that sharing that knowledge and getting people involved is very important to the outdoor cycling community.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're right. There's, a broad spectrum of cyclists, just like any other activity. You're going to have your if you want to call it elite racers, you know, the guys who are really out there every day, hammering the pedals and training for their next big event. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are perhaps more like you and me who just want to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, and cycling might be their particular way to do that. I think you're right. Most shops, people shouldn't feel bad at all about going into a shop with almost zero knowledge base and just being up front and saying, hey, I'm returning to the sport after being a kid and getting away from cycling for 12 years, or maybe I've never ridden a bike. I can't think of a single bike shop here in town or an owner that I know who wouldn't be excited to take someone under their wing and get them on that first bike and, you know, get them out there with the group. The great thing about almost all the shops here in town is they all have cycling shop rides that you can go on. And again, they go the gamut from the hammer rides, which means you're going, you know, full out the whole time. And those, again, for the guys who are maybe training for races or are on the upper end of the spectrum. But they also have shop rides that are for everyone in between, you know, all the way down to the novice rider. And those rides would be a shorter distance at a much slower pace and would be no drop rides, which means the guiding principle there is no one is ever left behind.
Sure.
So you go as fast as the slowest rider. And, you know, those rides are purpose built to get new people and people who may be a little lacking in confidence for whatever reason, and, you know, get them out with a group of folks that they can befriend and, you know, they can motivate each other. They become buddies. You know, it just really fosters, you know, self-feeding of the community, if you will, because the more you're interested in cycling and riding, the more that you're going to be involved in these groups, and the more you're going to perhaps be involved in group rides and maybe some early on, you know, introductory racing, and, you know, all of that feeds back into building the community, which is just something that we're obviously very excited about at the magazine. And what's great about cycling and all the outdoor sports is that, you know, really it should be a level playing field for everybody, no matter your income, your race, your ability level, your gender, your age. You know, outdoor sports are just a great place to get everyone involved and tear down barriers and really just celebrate the outdoors and nature and, you know, just having fun and challenging one another and just being out there together.
We're talking with Brad Kovac. Brad is editor of Terrain Magazine and the driving force behind the Mississippi Valley Bike and Outdoor Expo. It's happening Sunday, January 12th and 13th. Before we get into the details of the expo, maybe talk a little bit about how you became involved personally in biking and how that brought you to Terrain Magazine.
Of course. Yeah, I've been a cyclist, I guess, from like most people. You know, you learn to ride the bike when you're a kid, and then you know, you kind of stay with it off and on. I think it was probably right around 6 or 7 years ago when it just so happened that my wife, who is a competitive runner, was starting back up in that lifestyle and was out, you know, really training and taking part in races and that sort of thing. And you know, I kind of looked at myself and said, "Gosh, you know, what can I do to get more really, you know, more healthy, more active?" And so I picked up the bike again. And in my case, I went out and got a mountain bike. And so I've been doing that now for, you know, again, the past 7 or so years consistently, and just really, you know, fell back in love with the outdoors. I had always been fortunate to be part of a family that was pretty outdoorsy, or at least gave us opportunity if we so chose to get outside. I went to a summer camp when I was a kid for probably about 8 years. You know, really enjoyed all the activities there, including, you know, paddling, swimming, running, tennis, you know, just everything, you know, the usual summer camp experience. But I sort of gravitated toward the out of camp trips that you could take, hiking trips in the woods for 3 or 4 days or canoe trips for 5 or 6 days. And that was at a part in my life when I was, you know, and you're in your early teens, really developmental years. And those experiences really just stuck with me forever. Just they get built into your subconscious in a way that it's hard to describe, but I think most people can understand. So as I went through my career in magazines, I was a journalist by training, you know, eventually came back around to wanting to do something for myself. And that was the foundation for Terrain. You know, the saying is do what you love. And I loved magazines, and I loved being outdoors and being in that lifestyle. And those two things sort of came together with the magazine. There, at the time, wasn't any publication exclusively serving the outdoor recreation community here in St. Louis or in the Midwest. And so, you know, I saw that opportunity and decided that we would kind of take a leap of faith and go for it. And 5 years later, we're still doing pretty well. So it's been a lot of fun. And of course, as Terrain grew, we started looking at other ways that we could engage with the community and events.
And I think you make a good point, because you were talking about your experiences as a teenager and how important it is to get children involved as early as possible, whatever the sport is, in this case, cycling.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no surprise that, you know, starting kids off younger in age in an activity is going to, give them a head start. It's easier to pick up the skills. But also, you know, it again kind of builds that into their DNA in a way that makes it that much easier to have it become a lifelong activity or something that they can come back to. Maybe it isn't something that they do for 12 years or 20 years straight, but you know, if kids as they're growing have some gaps and when they get older and look back and say, gosh, you know, what can I do to get healthier again, to get more active, to recapture that feeling of childhood and excitement and just, you know, no limitations. I think that if kids have had an opportunity to be involved in the outdoors at a younger age, they can refer back to that and hopefully pick it up again at any point in their life. And that love is already built in, and then they get back out there and start doing it, and it's just a really, for me, it's just been a great foundation for the rest of my life.
You're listening to The Metro Show. This is Greg Hewitt. We're talking with Brad Kovac. Brad is editor of Terrain Magazine, and I think it's fair to say you're the driving force behind the Mississippi Valley Bike and Outdoor Expo. It's happening Saturday and Sunday, January 12th and 13th. St. Louis's Union Station, which is a great setting for it, isn't it?
It is. And so that's another change for this year. We've been involved with the show now for 3 years. It's actually a 17-year-old show, and we can talk about some of the history later if you like. But one of the changes for this year is the show had previously been held in Gateway Center, which is in Collinsville, Illinois.
Right.
And it's been there for a long time, and we love the Gateway Center, and we love the Metro East. But this year we just wanted to, you know, freshen things up a bit, wanted to try a different facility and wanted to, you know, give downtown St. Louis an opportunity to get involved. I feel like the more activities, the more shows, expos, whatever that we can have downtown in St. Louis, the better, you know, just to help help everybody get engaged down there. So, Union Station this year, which if people haven't been there in a while, is really just a beautiful facility. It's undergone a transformation from obviously what it was, which was a mall many years ago. Now all of the stores are gone, and it's been renovated into an exhibition space, along with the hotel still, of course, and there's food and drink available there. But, you know, where we will be, which is called the Midway area, is just a big, bright, open, lovely space. And so I think that really sort of fits with the atmosphere of our audience and outdoor recreation, because it's sunshiny and bright and very inviting. So we're excited about having it there.
And you hold it in the winter for a specific reason, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. One is, of course, because it's let's face it, it's a more difficult time of year to get outdoors. While we do have a lot of fantastic winter activities available in St. Louis, you know, we're not the ski capital of the world. So, it's a little harder for folks to maybe want to bundle up and get out there. But, having the expo in January definitely helps to reinvigorate people who have maybe been inside, maybe overindulging a little too much during the holidays.
Yes.
maybe feeling that they need to start looking at 2019 and saying, gosh, you know, what do I want to put on my calendar with regard to the outdoors in 2019? The expo is the perfect place for that. So that's certainly one of the reasons. And then another reason is, to be honest, from an industry standpoint, this is a time of year in January where there's a lot of retailers who maybe have excess inventory from 2018, or maybe they have some stuff that they had left over from the holidays. So it gives the retailers, the exhibitors, an opportunity to, you know, provide some really good deals to folks who come to the show. So it is an inspirational event, but it is also a sales event. So if you're looking for, you know, a new bike or a new pair of hiking boots or, you know, whatever the case may be, it's a good idea to come to the expo and, bring that holiday money that you received as gifts and, you know, maybe put it to good use down there and then get outside in the airhead.
Absolutely. Well, we've talked a lot about cycling, but I don't want to give anyone the impression that that's all that's there. Maybe talk a little bit about the kind of things people will find once they come aboard that Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely. So we have or anticipate that we'll have about 100 vendors. That's been the norm for the past couple of years, and we're right on track this year as well. So, vendors can range anywhere from, maybe I'll just throw out some examples. We have Alpine Shop, who's going to be there, who certainly people in St. Louis are probably familiar with. So, you're looking at hiking, camping, backpacking, that sort of thing. We will have Big Muddy Adventures there, which is a local guide, paddling guide service. So you can talk about paddling, kayaking, those sorts of things. Cycling is always going to be huge at the Bike and Outdoor Expo. It's right there in the name, Bike and Outdoor Expo.
Yeah, right.
And so you'll have people like Big Shark and, those sorts of large bike retailers, Bike Stop Cafe, those sorts of people. We will have running stores and groups there like New Balance and Bike Surgeon is another bike shop. And then you'll also, beyond just stores and retailers, you'll have a large number of nonprofits that are there who maybe host charity cycling races such as Pedal the Cause or Bike MS. But they're not just all there to talk about their charity ride. They, in large part, are there just to share information about, what they do and who they support through their rides. So it's a great way to, learn about these organizations, learn about what events they host, but then also learn how they're helping to give back to the St. Louis community at large. So there's a lot of those sorts of vendors, and there's even, the local chapter of the Sierra Club will be there, or, physical therapy groups. So it's really a broad spectrum of folks who all sort of, play or work in that outdoor arena. But it's a great opportunity for people to come down and, network, get excited about the year ahead, learn about events and races and clubs and groups, and maybe make a purchase if that's what they want to do. So, it's really, again, not just about pushing sales. It's about really growing the community and the access and the opportunities that are available to everyone here in town.
And speaking of kids earlier, the cost of entrance is pretty kid-friendly, isn't it?
For kids, especially friendly. If you have a child 12 or under, it is free for them to come. And then for adults, it is $8 in advance if you register online, or at the door, it'll be $12. So, we try to keep it cost effective, especially for families. We want to, right back to what we talked about with the kids and families, we want to get people involved early and often in the outdoor recreation realm so that they keep on coming back.
If someone is attending for the very first time, Brad, what would your advice to them be? Because at first glance, it might seem a little overwhelming. There's just a lot of stuff, a lot of really cool, fun stuff to do. What would be your best advice for that person?
Yeah, it can be. 100 plus vendors is a lot, definitely. The best way to go about maybe planning your day a little bit is to go to the website, which is bikeandoutdoorexpo.com. And you will see there a page that you click on called Attend. And on that page is a list of all the vendors who are confirmed to be there. So, if you're a first timer, never been to the show before, or if you're, new to outdoor rec, I recommend you go to the website, scroll through. You can read descriptions of all the companies that are going to be there. Maybe pick out 3, 4, 5 that you know you want to visit. And then, go down and target those folks. Get to those booths first. Everyone who gets to the show will be handed a directory which has the layout and booth numbers, so you'll be able to easily navigate your way through the show. Go see those folks that you know that you want to talk to, and then hang out for the rest of the day and try to get around to everybody else. Sometimes the surprises, there are a lot of pleasant surprises to be had. You might not think that you are interested in a certain booth, but it's fun to just sort of mill around and talk to folks. And you'd probably be surprised, who you may already know who is there at the show, either exhibiting or maybe just in the crowd. It's a great gathering place There are, like I said before, there's drinks and food on site. There will be beer vendors if you are interested in doing that. So, you know, have a drink, make it a social event, and just have a good time with it.
Brian, tell us a little bit about the history of the event. You say it started off 17 years ago. I would imagine it did not start in a setting quite like Union Station.
No, it didn't. Now, I wasn't familiar with the show back then, I must admit, but we've done, you know, our kind of historic research, if you will. And it started, yeah, about 17 years ago with a local bike advocacy group that really, I think, wanted to, you know, get folks together, again, at a sort of a dreary time of year. And more have a back then it was a bike swap, so you know it was for folks who had classic bikes, vintage bikes, or were looking for you know a good deal on some cheap parts or maybe a cheap bike, and it was you know I think just a few dozen vendors and a couple hundred people, and as I recall, it took place in a warehouse out in North County or North City. And it really just sort of grew from there. It's bounced around a little bit over the years. It's been in St. Louis. It's been, as we mentioned before, over in Collinsville. It's been in warehouses. It's been in old department stores that were vacated. And then, you know, ended up in the Gateway Center and then back here over to St. Louis. So it's had an interesting history. And, you know, we're happy to be able to carry that forward.
We're talking with Brad Kovac. Brad is the editor of Terrain Magazine and responsible for putting on an incredible event, the Mississippi Valley Bike and Outdoor Expo, happening Saturday and Sunday, January 12th and 13th, St. Louis's Union Station. Here's a question I ask of all of our guests here on the Metro Show. If there was one thing that you would want people to know about this event, what would it be?
I think that it's an active event. You know, that sometimes people hear, you know, we call it an expo, of course. Sometimes people think of it as a trade show, which makes people think that it's just a retail show. And as I mentioned before, that's certainly part of it. You can come there and you can get good deal on products, you know, that are maybe left over from previous inventory. But it's a very active event. We'll have other activities on site. We have, for kids and families, we have a climbing wall from Upper Limits. We have mountain bike demo area, so you can actually ride a bike while you're there over some small obstacles, nothing crazy, but, you know, just to get the feel of a mountain bike and going over a few wooden obstacles that we've put together. There is companies bringing what they call the rocker trainer, which is sort of a simulated bike ride. You hop on a stationary bike, which has some dynamic elements built into it so that it makes you feel like you're turning, you know, or at least leaning left, leaning right, going up, going down, so you can sort of get a feel of a simulated bike ride. There are going to be a number of mini travel trailers and adventure vans there that you can poke through and take tours of, and there will be a 30-foot Voyager canoe, a wood canoe that holds 15 people that you can actually climb in and you know simulate a paddle there, if you will. So you know it's not just a show that you come and poke from booth to booth and maybe spend a few dollars. This is a show that you can come, be active, take part in some activities right on site. And then, you know, find more resources about how to follow up with those activities in the next year and beyond.
Brad, tell us a little bit about the nonprofit component of the event. I know that a lot of the money you raise goes back into the community, specifically to educate children, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So for the last 3 years, our partner in the show has been St. Louis Bicycle Works, which is a really great nonprofit based here in town. They have a number of programs that they run, but one of them is called Earn a Bike Program. And it teaches kids character and social skills through a six-week program where they learn about bikes. They learn how to repair and maintain bikes. They learn about the cycling rules of the road, as we call them. And then after that six-week program, they actually receive a bike for free that they get to keep as their own. So that's a program of St. Louis Bicycle Works, and that's one that we obviously really support. And so each year, each of the past 3 years, we have donated a portion of the ticket proceeds to Bicycle Works.
So just to wrap up, I know that events like these, especially events as large as these, don't happen without sponsors and they don't happen without volunteers. Maybe talk a little bit about what each of those mean to you.
Sure. You're absolutely correct. You know, without the exhibitors, without the attendees, which is also very important, you know, without the support of the community, but yes, also without you know, our sponsors and partners and volunteers, the show doesn't happen. The expo does not happen. So, you know, we've been really gratified this year that there's been a big upswell of support, and I think that's just reflective of the fact that there seems to be things happening in St. Louis in the outdoor space that are exciting. You know, people are mobilizing, for lack of a better term. I think people are buying into the idea that outdoor recreation can change communities. You know, there's something magic there, and it's happening here. And so I think that, I mean, that's obviously very exciting for us, but I think that's also why we've seen a lot of people want to be part of the show this year. So that's very gratifying. I don't want to go into a laundry list of folks, people can find them on our website, and we would ask that you know, please support the folks that support outdoor recreation. That's what it's all about. And as you mentioned, volunteers, you know, we don't have a staff of, you know, 40 people at Terrain Magazine. I wish we did, but, you know, that's not our our model. So without, you know, people stepping up and volunteering and wanting to help out at the show, whether it's taking tickets or, you know, being docents, if you will, and helping get people into the show and kind of direct them to the booths they want to get to, you know, without stuff like that, it's a mess or it doesn't come together at all. So, yeah, we thank all of those folks. And if anyone is interested, you know, to be involved in the show, please do go to the website. There's contact information on there and reach out to us. If not for this year, then for next year. Or if not for this particular activity or expo, ask us, you know, tell us how you would like to be involved. You know, we would love to, whether it's through the magazine or through another event that we throw, engage as many people as we can and just keep helping to grow the outdoor culture and community here in St. Louis.
Absolutely. It's very good work. Wow, half hour goes quick, Brad. We sure thank you for your time. Brad Kovac is editor of Terrain Magazine and the driving force behind the Mississippi Valley Bike and Outdoor Expo happening Saturday and Sunday, January 12th and 13th, St. Louis's Union Station. Brad, thank you again, and thank you so much for being a part of the Metro Show this morning.
No problem at all, and thank you, Greg, very much for having us again. We really do appreciate the support.
That was Brad Kovac, editor of Terrain Magazine and organizer of the Mississippi Valley Bike and Outdoor Expo. It's coming to St. Louis January 12th and 13th, St. Louis's Union Station, a terrific event and an event that is giving back to the community in a big way. And we thank him for being here this morning. We thank you as well. This is Greg Hewitt, and you've been listening to The Metro Show.